Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now we take you backstage of the Chicago Theater, and here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Bob Grant, and good morning, America. This is Howard Miller from Chicago in the heart of the nation, where today we're going to have a tremendous privilege and pleasure of introducing one of my favorite friends in the music business, a man that you know, of course, is one of the stellar attractions of the record industry, who has already started a major record company, even though it's still in its infancy in the chronological period of time. I refer, of course, to a man that I know as Mr. Integrity in the world of music. You know him as Archie Blyer, great musical conductor and also, of course, head of his own record firm known as Cadence. Now, let me explain for just a moment why I call Mr. Blyer Mr. Integrity in the world of music. In this business, where frequently ethics and integrity are lacking, it's a very refreshing thing, like the oasis in a desert, to come across a man who has such tremendous sincerity and purpose in his goal, not only in life and a life philosophy, but also in the sort of things that he does in daily life in the world of music. And that's why it's a tremendous pleasure for us to be able to say to him in his office of the Cadence Record Companies in New York City, hello and good morning, Mr. Archie Blyer. Archie, how are you?
Oh, fine, Howard. Thanks very much for those nice words.
All right. Now, Archie, since I saw you last here in the Middle West, you've had a very wonderful trip over to Europe. Tell me a little bit about that trip. When did you leave? How did you go? Who all went with you and so forth?
Well, my wife, Janet, who's one of the quartets, went with me.
Yes.
And we left on the 29th of June. We went over on the Queen Elizabeth, and we had just about a month over in Europe and came back on the Queen Mary.
Yes. Now, Archie, while you were over there, was this strictly business or was it strictly pleasure, or were you able to combine a little bit of both?
Well, it was essentially a business trip, but inasmuch it being a business trip made it fun because we got to meet the people of the countries we visited.
Archie, when you went to Europe, you probably went with certain feelings that you would see things and come away with certain impacts and influences. Could you sum it up and tell me what one thing more than anything else you came away with from this trip to Europe?
Well, if you mean apart from the record business, the one thing that I came back with was that if the peoples of the world were able to visit peoples of other nations in their homes, they find out that we're all just about alike. We have the same hopes and ambitions. We all love and hate. And unfortunately, sometimes if we could dissipate the hate, we'd all be better off. But the main thing that I mean is that if we found out that people are the same as we are, I don't think the hate would be so easy to arouse.
In other words, if we had a common communication or understanding between nations, a thing like war, of course, would really be considered a barbaric instrument, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be very difficult to arouse any group of people.
Well, then, Arch, would you say that we miss or we lack the one instrument, which is probably communication by having a common language? Is that where the hardship lies?
I think that's a big factor.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, fortunately, I think English is becoming pretty much a common language.
Yes. Well, certainly the world now possesses one common language, and that's the language of music, because music basically is understood by every single race under the sun. Have you found, or did you find, Archie, in that trip, that music over there is about the same as music here, and their likes and dislikes?
Well, no, their likes and dislikes are a little different in our business, and I think primarily that's due to the fact that the young people of Europe are not the record buyers in the great quantities that they are here. The youngsters over there don't have the money to spend that our youngsters have.
And, of course, they haven't developed their pop artists over there like we have here, have they?
Not to the same extent, no, because it's the young people who have made all our pop artists the stars that they are.
That's right. Well, for instance, you must have met, I know your great interest in the teenagers in this country, you must have met a lot of teenagers over there and you solicited their comment. Did they get an appreciation of the Cordettes Hummingbird, for instance, or the Julius La Rosa records that you've made for Cadence?
Well, unfortunately, I met very few teenagers, and I was not aware of the interest in records that among the younger people that I am here. Unfortunately, some of our stars here aren't big stars in Europe. I would think that my impression of people that were important, and particularly in England, was that Johnny Ray and Frankie Lane were two of the most important people in England.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly Julius must be making an impression on those people over there by now, or is he still too young in the field?
No, he's still too young in the field.
It takes years of establishing a favorite over there, I suppose.
Well, it takes, as it does here, one important record. The only thing I did find that there's a greater loyalty to artists in Europe than there is here.
Yes. Now, Archie, as long as it was a business trip, how did you combine the business with the pleasure? Did you make some records over there for Cadence, or did you buy some masters that were made by European artists?
No, I had some records made in Sweden. We released some records by Chris Dane and Ernie England and had a couple of records made there with both of them. And in Germany, I had an LP made of German songs for the German-American folks here in America.
When you said you went to Sweden and had a record released by Christine, I got just a little bit worried. I didn't know she made one. Archie, in this business of the Cadence, how did it all begin? Will you tell me the story and trace it back?
Well, like everyone in show business, we seek for some security and always feel that we're in a pretty transitory business. So I was looking for a business to get into. And finally decided that I'd better get into a business about which I knew something. And the only thing I know is music, so I decided to go into the record business. Originally, I was considering going into the classic field in a very small, limited way. But a young fellow by the name of Julius DeRosa came on the Godfrey Show and pretty quickly captured the whole nation. And fortunately for me, no other record company was interested in signing him as a record artist. So the company really started with Julius DeRosa.
And with a record known, of course, now as a great standard, Anywhere I Wander.
That's right.
Which, of course, started you and Cadence with a great bestseller and established the firm. And since then, of course, you've made a lot of hit records. Now, one of the things, Archie, that I like about your philosophy in making records is that you only make a record when you feel like making a record. You don't try to meet a deadline of either a contractual obligation to the artist or a distributor contractual obligation. And in that way, of course, you put out fewer records, actually, than the average record company, don't you?
Well, that's right. After all, it's pretty hard to find material that fits an artist perfectly. And as hard as we try, we're not going to do it every time. So I try to spend as much time in scanning material.
Well, of course, yours is an interesting success story because you have taken people, and I'm not saying this to disparage their abilities, because certainly I wouldn't, but you have taken people who have actually been failures on other labels, and even Julius, who was never accepted by another label, and made great hit records with all of them. What is that secret, Archie? What is it that you search for in the performer that gives you that advantage over some other company that failed with them?
Well, I don't think it's any secret. I think it's just a matter of spending more time and trying to find out what each person does best. And
in other words, it's the basic principle of your business of not having to hurry a release that gives you that assurance that you can spend more of that time.
That's right.
Well, now, Archie, the most recent record you made, and as long as Julius is a point in question, let's play his newest one. It's a real exciting song. There have been some good versions of it, and Julius, I think, has one of the best. And if you'd like to hear it at your end of the conversation in New York City, and I here in Chicago, let's play it for the entire world, shall we?
Okay.
Julius LaRosa with a brand new Cadence recording. Of course, manufactured by Cadence, but directed under the baton of Mr. Archie Blyer. It's called Suddenly There's a Valley.
When you've climbed the highest mountain, when a cloud holds the sunshine in, suddenly there's a valley where the earth knows peace with man. When a storm hides the distant rainbow and you think you can't find a friend, suddenly there's a valley where friends ships never end. Touched only by the season, swept clean by the wave. waving grain. Surveyed by a happy bluebird and kissed by the falling rain. When you think there's no bright tomorrows and you feel can't try again. Suddenly there's a valley where hope and love begin.
That's a swell new hit for Julius LaRosa, a wonderful young man in the singing business, and for Archie Blyer, a great guy in the record business, and of course for his label called Cadence. Now, before we go back to Archie in New York, I want to very briefly say, and I know that you know this and will agree with me, that it's a fine American habit and custom to go up to your friend and reach into your pocket, pull out a package of gum, and say, here, have a stick of gum. It's a nice way to communicate with a good friend. Well, let me tell you something. It's twice as nice if you're able to say to him, look at it, how about a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum? Because then you see, you're offering your friend the very best. Always wholesome, refreshing, and delicious. I want you to try it. If you haven't yet found the wonderful habit of reaching into the glove compartment of your car and pulling out a pack, opening up your pocketbook, or having it in the commode, or maybe when you're watching television at night, to go for the snack of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum and something less that's good for you. Now remember, Wrigley Spearmint on sale all over, so when you shop today, Mother, you pick up a couple of packs. But please remember that important name because it's the finest. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Wholesome, refreshing, and delicious. Well, Archie Blyer, all during the time that we were talking a moment ago before Julius's record, we heard a lot of noises there in New York. What's happening? Are they tearing down the city or building something?
No, they're building a building right next to us.
All right, where is the Cadence Record Company?
We're at the corner of 49th Street and Madison Avenue.
49th and Madison, and this building is going up right next door.
Right next door.
Archie, what are your overall plans for the future in connection with Cadence? Have you formulated any plan, any philosophy that you're going to follow?
Well, I think just to keep on as I have, to try and make as good records as I'm capable of making. And, of course, the only important thing I think that has happened as far as a friendly relationship is concerned, that a lot of old friends are together on the label. We've got the Mariners now, and we all liked each other very much. Marion Marlowe, Julius LaRosa, the Cordettes, and the Mariners. We're all, again, one happy family here on Cadence.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. Well, Archie, I want to thank you very much for being a part of our regular show today. And as I said earlier, for those who haven't tuned in, it's a great pleasure for me to call you and count you among my friends because, honestly, your contribution to music and your sincerity to our entire profession is a consummation devoutly to be wished, as Shakespeare used to say. Thanks, Archie Blyer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Archie. That was Archie Blyer from New York City, the offices of the Cadence Record Company, which is headed, of course, by this great guy, Archie Blyer. This is Howard Miller from my dressing room in the Chicago Theater. See you tomorrow with a real interesting show. You'll be sure to join us. And remember, Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum in the meantime. Bye-bye, everyone.
You have just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time when his guests will be Luigi and Freddie from the A&R office at the Mercury Record Company in New York City. This is the CBS Radio Network.